We're going to go green as well on the programme today. We're not kind of following on from Siobhan's green show, but we're going to go with the Green Tights Brigade. There's, of course, a lot of talk about Robin Hood, and we're going to be looking back over the years as to how many movies have been made. It's astonishing, isn't it?
Absolutely, and television programmes, and ballads, of course.
Yeah, the Ballad of Robin Hood, right. It's certainly a lot of Robin Hood today as the movie opens up the 63rd Cannes Film Festival.
It's been long awaited, and Ridley Scott's next epic is nearly here. Forget your gladiators and crusaders. It's time for the British hero of every boy's childhood dreams. Grab your bows and arrows for Robin Hood. The movie will open this year's Cannes Film Festival out of competition on the 12th of May, and then to the world on the 14th. Despite being well out of Oscars season, the release comes at the same time as Scott's Gladiator, which went on to dominate at that year's Oscars.
And rise again. Until lambs become lions.
Rumours and trouble have tormented the film with a number of script rewrites, and at one point it was touted Crowe would play both Hood and the Sheriff of Nottingham. Now, one of the most famous villains in folklore will be played by Matthew McFadden, whilst Crowe once again plays a hero for the common cause. His fair maiden will be played by fellow Australian Kate Blanchett, raising questions about the age of our favourite 12th century couple. But with Oscars coming out of their bows, no doubt it's going to be epically good.
I dare any reporter to ask Kate Blanchett about the age of the couple. I don't think she'd be too impressed with that, would she? But anyway, they're both going to be over there at Cannes. It's the latest retelling, of course, of the legendary outlaw director Ridley Scott. Is showing the film out of competition. Now, other highlights at this year's 12-day event include Oliver Stone's Wall Street sequel called Money Never Sleeps, and 19 films are going to be competing for the Palme d'Or, including entries from the directors Mike Leigh and Ken Loach. Ken Loach's film Root Irish was a last-minute addition to the festival, and that tells the story of two Liverpudlian ex-soldiers who go to Iraq to work as private contractors. Of course, Loach is The Wind That Shakes the Barley, won the director the coveted Palme d'Or in 2006. Lee, who won the Palme d'Or in 1996 for Secrets and Lies and was nominated in 2002 for All or Nothing, will be screening Another Year. That stars Jim Broadbent, Leslie Manville and Imelda Staunton.
Great fan of Mike Lee.
Yeah. So it looks like it's shaping up to be a good 63rd Cannes Film Festival, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed. Yes, Mike Lee, you remember the play Abigail's Party? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
From the 1970s.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Mike Lee directed that with his wife, Alison Steadman, playing
the
lead role there. Yes.
You're a big fan of Mike Lee.
I am, yes. And working on the improvised acting technique. So, wonderful. Really looking forward to that movie.
Fantastic. Okay, so there's some stuff. When we come back, we kind of got thinking about, I wonder how many, Robin Hood movies there have been over the years and TV serials based around the character. I couldn't believe the first time that Robin Hood ever hit the screens was way back in the 1900s, 1908, in a silent film. It was called Robin Hood and His Merry Men and was directed by Percy Stowe.
Riding through the glen, Robin Hood with his band of men, feared by the bad, loved by the good, Robin Hood.
Yeah, as we head to Sherwood Forest, and as I just mentioned before the break there, Suzanne, 1908 was his first appearance on the screen.
That's right, yes, and of course such a great story, of course, Robin Hood, and the folklore that goes before him. One of our heroes, I suppose, from folklore from Britain. I hail from Nottinghamshire. I was born in Nottingham.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So, have you ever been in the forest?
I have, of course, Sherwood Forest.
Do they have Robin spotting?
Oh, yeah, well, actually, tree spotting. Look looking for the, for his big oak tree. But yeah, absolutely, Grover. And also have had a great pleasure to direct a few pantomimes and children's shows of Robin Hood as well.
Have you really?
Yeah, in fact, here, about, oh goodness, back in the 90s, we did Robin Hood at the Old Country Club here in Dubai. Yes, a lot of fun and lots of tights and lots of homemade bows and arrows, which was excellent, actually.
So, what is it about Robin Hood, the story of Robin Hood, that's endured so long, would you say? You know, I mean, you've directed it and, you know, seeing people perform in it. You know, what makes it so special?
I think that it's got a bit of everything in there, hasn't it? It's got the adventure, it's got the romance, and of course, it's good winning over bad, isn't it? Good winning over evil, and great characters, great personalities there, you know, with the Sheriff of Nottingham and Sir Guy of Gisborne, of course, Robin Hood, Will Scarlet, Friar Tuck, and of course, the love interest Maid Marian.
And absolutely, it went very well also when Disney, of course, made it animated, didn't it, with the foxes, and, you know, that was just awesome, I thought, you know.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, as I said, 1908 was the first time that Robin appeared on screen. It was directed by Percy Stowe. Robert Fraser then made another version in 1912, but probably one of the biggest Robin Hoods, 1922, starred Douglas Fairbanks.
Yes, he was a good Robin Hood.
He was, wasn't he? He certainly got the part off perfectly. But I think I would always remember Errol Flynn as the Robin Hood, and it's considered, made in 1938, to be perhaps, you know, by many to be the best Robin Hood movie ever made. I mean, you know, do you suddenly think Robin Hood, you know, Errol Flynn?
Well, yes, I do. And also Marion, Olivia de Havilland played Marion, and yeah, just absolutely. And I suppose because for us, Mark, we'd have been growing up watching that movie, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
You know, not that we go back to 1938, of course, but you know, that movie was certainly playing out on Saturday afternoons and all the rest of it as we were growing up as kids. So yeah, definitely a good Robin. It's interesting here looking at Russell Crowe's comments about playing Robin Hood. Just to add, it's his fifth collaboration with Scott Ridley, the director, and he says, having loved the character since childhood, Crowe joined the project despite being initially displeased with the script. He spent 10 months reading books about the character and his historical basis, noting, this has got to be the best Robin Hood depiction ever done, otherwise I should be doing something else.
Right, he's, of course, there have been great films over the years. Robin of Sherwood, I remember that was a TV series, wasn't it, with Jason Connery, Sean Connery's son. But Kevin Costner is probably another one that's well remembered, 1991, with Alan Rickman and Sean Connery appearing as King Richard. At 1991, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves,
and that was a good movie, wasn't it? Actually, I saw it quite recently, and at the time I remember it all being a little bit controversial that an American was going to play Robin Hood, and actually it was a great movie. And here we are with New Zealand born Aussie citizen Russell Crowe.
Absolutely. Let's go back though to 1938 and a little bit of a look behind the scenes, and kind of a retrospective of Errol Flynn's role, his most acclaimed role really, as The Adventures of Robin Hood.
Back in tights, and this time in a lavish Technicolor production, with a brilliant score by Erich Wolfgang Korngold and directed by Michael Curtiz and William Keighley. This is a part Errol was born to play.
All his roles, probably Robin Hood is the on-the-money Errol Flynn part. He's so lovable in that part, you know, just when he swings in on that vine.
Welcome to Sherwood, my lady.
And you know he's irresistible to her.
What, Sir Guy? No greeting from you? Why, that's curious. I've often heard that you'd give me a warm welcome if ever we met again.
You're going to permit this insolence without even...
Fighting? I'm afraid he has no choice, my lady.
Well, I have, you impudent rascal. You're not going to hurt my lamb, my honeysuckle.
Be still, Bess.
Besides, we've nothing but the most peaceable intentions, have we, men?
We only want to stroke his pretty neck.
See? Well, let's away.
This is Warner's big picture of the year. It ended up costing $2 million, which you think, well, that's a big deal. This was a top-of-the-line picture. $2 million was extraordinarily expensive in those days.
He split Phillips' arrow. The teacher wins. He wins.
I pronounce you champion archer of England. And from the gracious hand of Lady Marian Fitzwalter, you'll receive your reward.
The picture found Errol on screen once again with Olivia de Havilland. But off screen, she was struggling with her personal feelings. He was pursuing her while still married to Lily Demeter.
Here is your prize, Sir Archer.
It's indeed an honor to receive it from the hands of so beautiful a lady.
I think he'd already told me that the marriage was at an end, and there would be a divorce, and he hoped that I would marry him. And of course he had said that he was in love with me. I said, we really mustn't see each other again until you've straightened out your situation with Lily.
But Lily turned up on location one day, and it was clear that she and Errol were anything but divorced. So when cast and crew moved to Warner's sound stages in Burbank,
I thought, I'm going to torture Errol Flynn. That's what I'm going to do. And so we had one kissing scene, which I look forward to with great delight. I remember I blew every take, at least six in a row, maybe seven, maybe eight. And we had to kiss all over again.
Goodbye, my love.
Goodbye.
And Errol Flynn got really rather uncomfortable. And he had, if I may say so, a little trouble with his tights.
Errol was having fun as Robin Hood, and his high spirits infected audiences. He actually did many of his own stunts, including this climactic duel with Basil Rathbone. It's one of the great movie sword fights. Rathbone was, in fact, the better fencer, and not shy about it.
I worked the swords three times a week. I became extremely skillful, so that when I faced up with Mr. Flynn, as I always like to tell him, you may be the guy that's going to win the lady, but I can kill you anytime I want to.
Errol Flynn, maybe, but not a chance against Robin Hood. The Adventures of Robin Hood opened at Radio City Music Hall in May 1938 and was a colossal success, cementing Errol Flynn's star power and giving him more muscle with his boss, Jack Warner.
Flynn was always looking for a better deal.
And it went on.
There's a little clip then from kind of behind the scenes of Robin Hood way back in 1938. Don't you love the musical score? So
absolutely
dramatic.
Absolutely wonderful. And the voices of Basil Rathbone and there and Olivia de Havilland. And oh, dear me, Errol had trouble with his tights.
Yeah. Now, you might be surprised to know that, guess who was originally cast in that film? It wasn't Errol Flynn.
Oh,
it was another one of those classic actors. And I, for the life of me, I cannot picture this actor as Robin Hood. I really can't. James Cagney.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You dirty rat, as Robin Hood. Apparently, he walked out on his contract with Warner Brothers, and that then paved the way for Errol Flynn to take on the role. It was all filmed in California, and Bidwell Park in Chico, California, stood in for Sherwood Forest in Nottinghamshire. So all interesting stuff there.
Great. Do you remember the scene where Robin meets Little John and they have that fight on the
bridge? Yeah,
exactly.
Isn't it? It's a tree trunk across the
river.
Yeah,
yes,
I do, yeah.
Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah. So many classic scenes in that film. But so Russell Crowe really has got a lot to live up to. You know, he's come out and said, I've got to make the best Robin Hood yet, otherwise I should be doing something else. Of course, later on today they're going to be finding out at Cannes if it in fact is probably the best Robin Hood yet, when of course it opens up the film festival there. But I don't think there's any beating Errol Flynn as Robin.
Yeah, well, we will see, won't we? Interesting. I must admit, the promotional shots that we're seeing at the moment from Robin Hood with Russell Crowe, he's looking pretty mean. Mm. And I think from what I can gather, reading all the information on the new film, is that they're really wanting to get right to the roots of who Robin Hood was and really down to the traditional story.